Earlier this week, the Santa Rosa City Council started talking about something called progressive parking prices. And we want to find out more about that because it could mean more dollars out of your pocket. Parking expert from Nelson Nygaard, who was at that meeting, Lauren Mattern, is here. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Tell us what progressive parking is like. What is it?
Yeah, so progressive pricing is the idea that you would price parking on a particular block or area according to its level of convenience or demand. So in essence, a faraway space that's less desirable would be cheaper than, let's say, the most prime space on a busy retail block in the heart of downtown.
I believe I have a direct quote from someone who's opposed to this measure. Get off my lawn! I mean, come on, this is the way the world's working. It works better when we control the flow of where people park.
Well, right now, I think the real reason for doing this is that folks have a hard time finding a parking space when they need it. So you get quite a lot of circling and a lack
That's
of
certainly
convenience
true.
And access to businesses. So the idea is to open up one or two spaces per block and have a few more price options so people can find a parking spot when they need to get somewhere.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure this out. I'm hoping you can help me, Lauren. So we're talking about raising the prices of parking. Now, this is convenient parking, like right in front of the store, right nearby the store, from $1 an hour to $1.50 an hour. And then if you want to park kind of inconveniently farther away from the stores, then the price will actually go down to about 75 cents. Now, how does charging more for the parking space free up parking spaces?
Yeah, it's a bit counterintuitive, but if you think about it, quite a lot of folks are willing to walk a couple of blocks to save a little bit of money. Not everybody, but quite a few. And so what you need is a few folks to start, you know, going for the lower cost option, and then you get those one or two spaces open per block on the prime spaces, and that means that a customer trying to get downtown to do some shopping or run a quick errand is able to find that space on the fly and doesn't leave with the impression that it's, you know, really hard to park downtown. We want people to think it's easy to park downtown.
Yeah, simple supply and demand, I would assume here.
Exactly.
Okay, so Lauren, I know you're a parking expert, and I'm not sure how you get to be a parking expert, but you are one. And I'm wondering if you've had experience with this same program in other cities.
Yeah, so the program has been applied in quite a variety of cities over the last several years, small towns to large cities. Here in California, Redwood City, Sacramento, Berkeley, San Mateo, San Luis Obispo, all have similar programs. San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Seattle are examples of larger cities that have sort of a different version of the program as well.
And how's it working out?
So, yeah, so, you know, they've been applied in limited areas in the cities, but what they've proven that they're able to do is change that perception at the heart of this, which is that there's no parking available. So oftentimes, you'll look at the overall parking demand and you'll see there's actually quite a lot of spaces available across the whole area, but people trying to get there have this perception that there's no parking available, and that's because there's no parking available in the key areas where everybody wants to be. So, you know, they've proven some success in being able to shift that demand around, and so we took some of the best of those programs and adapted them to what would work in downtown Santa Rosa, and that's what we're proposing.
All right, and it is at the talking stages, still at this stage of
game.
Lauren, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Shed some light on this subject.
My pleasure.
That's Lauren Mattern from Nelson Nygaard, a parking expert.